Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 2, Week 12. The Giver of Gifts and the Constituents of God's Armor. Friday Related Verses. Ephesians 6:16. Besides all these, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. Hebrews 12:2. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. Romans 8:28-39. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Related reading. We need truth to gird our loins, righteousness to cover our conscience, peace as the standing for our feet, and faith to shield our entire being. We certainly are not to have faith in our own ability, strength, merit, or virtue. Our faith must be in God. God is real, living, present, and available. We need to have faith in him. We also should have faith in God's heart. Every Christian needs to know and trust both God and the heart of God. God's heart toward us is always good. No matter what may happen to us or what kind of suffering we may experience, we should always believe in the goodness of God's heart. God has no intention to punish us, injure us, or to cause us to suffer loss. Along with faith in God's heart, we should have faith in God's faithfulness. We may change, but God does not change. As James 1:17 says, with God there is no variation or shadow cast by turning. Furthermore, God cannot lie, but is always faithful to his word. God is not only faithful, but also able. Therefore, we need to have faith in God's ability. Still, another aspect of our faith is faith in God's word. God is bound to fulfill all that he has spoken. The more he speaks, the more responsible he becomes to fulfill his own word. We can tell him, God, you have spoken, and your written word is in our hand. Lord, you are bound to fulfill your word. We should praise God for his faithful word. We also need to have faith in God's will. Because God is a God of purpose, he has a will. His will with respect to us is always positive. Hence, no matter what befalls us, we should not doubt God's will, and we should not care for our happiness or our environment. Our environment may change, but God's will never changes. Furthermore, we must have faith in God's sovereignty. Under his sovereignty, even our mistakes work for good. When we are wrong, we need to repent, yet there is no need for us to regret. After we repent for a mistake or shortcoming, we should exercise faith in God's sovereignty. We could not have made that mistake if he had not sovereignly allowed us to do so. The flaming darts are Satan's temptations, proposals, doubts, questions, lies, and attacks. Every temptation is a deceit, a false promise. Satan often makes proposals to us. For this reason, we need to get into the Word. If we are not in the Word, we will have no covering against the devil's proposals. Many times, Satan attacks us with lies, but the shield of faith guards us against these flaming darts. If we would have the faith to defend against Satan's flaming darts, we need a proper spirit with a conscience void of offense. According to our experience, this faith in our heart is related mainly to the exercise of our will. Hence, if we would have faith, we need to exercise our will. In the first part of Ephesians 6:17, Paul goes on to say, "Receive the helmet of salvation." This is for covering our mind against the negative thoughts directed at us by the evil one. Such a helmet, such a covering, is God's salvation. Satan injects threats, worries, anxieties, and other weakening thoughts into our mind. God's salvation is the covering that we take up against all these. Such a salvation is the saving Christ whom we experience in our daily life.